your Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, a couple of interesting readings in the Mass this morning. The first reading from the Book of Kings. Lady called Jezebel. So, it's not good to be a Jezebel, for anybody to be a Jezebel. You can see how wicked she was. And the question we ought to ask ourselves, wonder after what she had done, how happy was she afterwards? And how happy was Ahab having taken over the vineyard unjustly? It didn't bring them, I'm sure, any happiness or any peace. And so then we come to the gospel this morning. And that's a gospel that applies to all of us. And I find an example I often use is you're out driving in the car and you don't give indication at the right time what you're going to do. Maybe you're going to make a left turn or a right turn, or you come out in front of somebody at which you thought it was a safe distance, and as soon as they see you, they put their foot down and come up behind you and honk, and then at the next stoplight pull up beside you and giving you all kinds of signs and fingers and so on. And by not replying, by taking notice of them, what happens? You take the wind totally out of their sails. And so what Jesus says in the gospel this morning is very, very true. Violence begets violence. Having more guns begets gun violence, so it doesn't solve anything. Using weapons and arms to achieve peace is, we don't have to even pause to see what that achieves. Threatening people with violence, using violence against people, we have seen that on our television screens over the last few weeks. If you use violence against peaceful protesters, what do you do? You make they become violent. So it doesn't achieve anything whatsoever. Threatening people, that if you don't do what I want you to do, I will unleash arms and weapons the likes of which you have never seen before. We've heard that many times over the last few years. Has it achieved anything? No. Not a thing. It's given the enemy more power. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn? If I walk around bearing resentment, anger in my heart towards anybody, who suffers the most? Who suffers the most? I do. And so, it might seem naive in the world in which we live today, but if someone treats you badly, walk away. If that's how they want to act, okay. If somebody treats you unjustly, or you think, in your opinion, it's unfair or unjust, you're not going to get anywhere by resistance. But you will, when you take it with a smile and you walk away, then you make that person think. You cause that person embarrassment. I've seen that happen in my own life. And so I find sometimes the person that tries to be unjust to me or unfair eventually comes back realizing their mistake and apologize. I didn't do anything, I didn't say anything, but it makes them think. Whereas if you attack somebody and you fight back against them, you give them more power. You give them more power. So there's a lot to think about in the gospel this morning. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth doesn't achieve anything, except everybody goes around toothless and blind.